This is Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter.
A father accused of locking his adopted son inside a cage. Join us as we hear the facts behind these charges
through live courtroom audio from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Thank you. Why have you been out of your bed?
I don't know.
What are you trying to do?
Nothing.
Did you turn the air on in your room?
Yes.
Are you supposed to touch that?
Did you hear Baba?
Yes.
Did you hear his question?
No.
Are you supposed to touch air conditioning?
No.
Why did you touch it?
Because it was getting hot.
I don't give a shit if it's getting hot. You're a tough guy. You don't touch the air conditioning. I'll deal with you tomorrow on that.
Can you put that on pause? We're going to take a 10-minute break. Let's finish this and then we'll take a break. That'll be fine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 15-minute mid-morning break. Mark, you may escort the jurors to the jury room. And let me have counsel approach, please. All right, everyone may be seated.
There's a minor issue, and I'm asking for just a few additional minutes.
No, you can work it out during another break. I have some stuff I need to address on the court, and I want to get this jury back in here.
So the issue is discovery-related as to the videos, and we're trying to cross-reference
the... We're in the middle of trial. Both sides should know what's been provided and what's been received. And unless you're able to tell me that you know right now that something wasn't provided, I'm going to move on with the conduct of this trial. I won't...
There were 21,000 videos, and the state provided me what they're playing, which amounts to 5 hours, which is fine, 7 o'clock the night before, which is fine. I understand that we're all trying to rush and get it done, but we're all only one person. So, yes, there might have been things that were
missed. I understand, but we're in the middle of trial, and trial is not the time to be preparing or making sure you have what you have. You either have it or you don't at this point. If you're able to tell me that there's... discovery and videos that have been shown that have not ever been provided to the defense in discovery, I'll listen to you. But until you're able to tell me that, I'm not going to delay the proceedings. That's really.
I don't want to make that representation to the court.
All right, so when you're ready to make that representation, I'll give you all the hearing time that you need when you're ready to make that representation. But what I'm not going to do is in the middle of trial give you additional time to determine whether you've had discovery provided to you or not. That's not what a trial is for, and that's not what the utilization of trial time is going to be used by me for, because we have a jury waiting. Where's your client and Mr.
Working on this issue.
All right, they need to come on in. We're going to get started. All right, Dana, I'll deal with the issue you raised with me as soon as everybody's
in. Sure. Thank you so much.
No, it's denied. You can do it during a break. All right. As I said, Ms. Marabi, while Mr. Wahid was out, when you're at the point where you can tell me if you were able to make a representation that there was discovery not provided to you, I will listen to you. But I'm not going to provide additional time during this proceeding for you to investigate and make any determination as to whether the discovery was provided or not. So you'll need to, once you reach that decision, let me know, and then I'll give you your hearing time. Before we get started, I do want to note on the record that a request has been made of the media. Everyone can be seated, by the way. A request has been made of the media to review the evidence in this case during lunch. And the court's response is that the evidence and the exhibits and the videos and all of that is to remain in this courtroom during the entirety of this proceedings, and there is no procedure for checking out evidence. However, if the media, or quite frankly, any member of the public, wants to make a proper public records request, they can do so with the clerk, and the clerk will follow the law in doing whatever it's reasonably required to do to respond to public records requests in a timely fashion. I will say that we're in the middle of a trial, obviously, so the clerk's ability to quickly and immediately respond to a public records request may be in some part impeded by the court's requirement that any public records request not disrupt the orderly administration of justice and the conduct of this trial, which I will not permit. No one, including the media, is entitled to any special privileges in that regard. But if the clerk is able to respond timely to a public records request and also comply with the court's requirement that all evidence remain in the courtroom during the conduct of the trial, then the clerk can leave it to its own devices as to how they provide a copy of any of the evidence that's been submitted. None of the evidence that's been submitted, to my knowledge, in this case is under seal or anything like that, so there's no requirement or prohibition against access to it. It is available as long as the proper channels are utilized in doing the public records request. So that's the court's position on that. So, Dana, no one can come up to you during the proceedings except the attorneys and ask to review the evidence. However, if a public records request is made through the clerk's office and during periods of time when this trial is not in process, the clerk wants to respond to a public records request, it's free to do so, and that will be the conduit for which not only the media, but any outside parties who request copies of any documents or exhibits that have been introduced into this trial as evidence can receive them. So any questions from any of the attorneys with respect to the court's response to that inquiry from the media?
No, Your Honor.
Defense?
No.
OK. Okay. All right. Are you ready to proceed with continued publication of the state's evidence?
Yes, Your
Honor. Okay. You may go ahead and have the jurors brought out. All rise.
Jury entering.
All right, everyone may be seated. Ms. Coakley, Ms. Black, you may continue with your publication of the evidence.
We are still publishing State's Exhibit 17, and we are on January 14th, 2022.
Thank you. saw that glass? Yeah, what were you doing with it? Nothing. Get your shoes on. Lying. That's that nice award you got. You got all mad, you broke the glass, huh? Right? Yes? Admit what you do. Let's go. We're not done out here. You gotta get all that stuff out. Garbage is coming out.
How'd it go? Not want to talk to anyone or be a part of the family and just deal with your own stuff. Good?
piss in a bucket? No. So, go to the bathroom.
Now publishing January 15th,
Clean.
Now publishing January 16th,
2022. Church. I went to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom first, and I get to the church. And I'll just go to the
bucket.
I'm gonna go to open the door.
those. These are short stories. I think I'm good.
Some of them, yeah, yeah.
Alright, let me do some yard work. Let's go take a shower. Is it clean? Are your bucket clean?
Yes.
More to come.
Kid in a Cage. Florida versus Timothy Ferriter from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Press subscribe now.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.